All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Hui Ange Shachlach from the Intlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkanah, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a subject, and it's going to be on intelligence on this May 8th, 2025. And we have some of our usual co-hosts coming in. We have our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people out in the East Coast. We also have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, in the house with us. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Awesome. Good to be here and saying hello to everyone out there.
Yeah, and we also have my brother Shkwait Shachlach coming up later on in the program. And we have some awesome music coming up. We have a band from Vancouver called Heavy Trip. We have Misko Taporoff and also Cher, some Ed Sheeran, and also, if we have enough time, some Lightning Hopkins. So stay tuned for all that, and welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Belgium, from Egypt, from Spain, from
Italy.
Yeah, I was going to say that. From Russia, from Ukraine, from China, from Japan, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from all over South America, North America, from across the United States and across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice. So thank you all for joining us. Coming up first, we're going to play some energetic music from a band from Vancouver. And this is Heavy Trip, and their song is called Hand of Shroom. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody. Man, that was awesome. That was a killer track, man. That was from Heavy Trip and their song called Hand of Shroom. And we have on the line with us our brother Wegedesk, and would love to ask him, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths. And welcome to our program, man.
Thanks, brother. It's such a pleasure to be here with you guys. It's a beautiful, sunny day. And why don't we take in this beautiful air with eight good, deep breaths. Let's relax our body, relax our shoulders, our jaw, our lips. Anywhere in your body where you might be feeling some pains and aches, we're going to breathe into the entire body with all the love of the sunshine. And on the exhale, let it all go. Let's get these done in 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Yeah, that's good. Two more of them. Yeah, that's good stuff, ooh, man. Hard to have a good day without some good deep breaths.
Yeah, man. Always a blessing just to get those deep breaths in, oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, and getting us all fired up and ready for an awesome show and subject, which our subject is going to be on intelligence. And would love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, Chief. I think that's such a good topic because there are so many different types of intelligence. And I guess the better the intelligence is, the more intelligent it is. And I think the defining factor for the greatest intelligence is not only does it help the most people, but it helps the most people for the longest amount of time. It's kind of like the best of the best. You know, we could say, oh, you know, I'm making all the money, but if my community is impoverished, then that's not really intelligent, because the most valuable things is an entire ecosystem where we can always be enjoying, always have health, always have happiness, and also have the ability to deal with the adversities that come to us, which is a natural part of our environment. So, I mean, intelligence, I've heard it said that the most valuable thing in the entire universe is what they call fluid intelligence, where it's not just strictly book smarts and it's not strictly natural intelligence. It's that ability to find the perfection and, you know, the aim, how to improve things to be the most perfect in a wide range of scenarios. And I think, honestly, the first step to that is taking a deep breath for us humans, because that just gives us the intelligence of the air kingdom, fills our bodies with that pure air, and then we're better capable to move forward after that. So I really like that topic that you picked, Chief, and I'm interested to know what you want to say about intelligence.
Well, it's a great topic for sure, and I was remembering words of Counselor Fari, because she was always bringing it up time to time, because, you know, we all go through, like, confrontations and arguments, and whether it's political or just personal, whatever it is, one of the things that she would always bring up and say was, you know, you got to learn how to discuss it intelligently and argue intelligently. And we don't need to, like, raise our voices and get angry and emotional and make it worse than it already is. And it made me think with some of the people that I talk to and communicate with. And we were discussing, you know, things that, you know, get us into addictions. And and we were discussing how our delusions get us in, trapped into like alcohol, drugs, or whatever addiction that we're in, because we're delusional and we're thinking that, okay, we're helping. And it's our own delusion that makes us that way, think that way, and get stuck in that cycle and trap. And also, it reminded me of illusions, and illusions are what other people put into our minds and into our brains and try to manipulate us into a certain belief. And we need to use intelligence whenever we're in our journeys of life and listening to politicians, listening to music, and all these things that can affect us in a positive or a negative way. So we got to seek out intelligence by educating ourselves and learning the signs of deception. And when we can do that, it helps us have a smoother journey of our life. We have such a short time here, and we do have the power to change the world in a positive way, and we can do it with intelligence and thinking things through and using a screen of positivity to help us discern illusions and delusions. And these are things that Counselor Fari would always bring up, because she was a she was a counselor, and she was a drug and alcohol addiction counselor, and very wise. And so she was always on it, and she was always we would always discuss these things. And I'm so grateful and so blessed, and we are also blessed to get on this radio show and share with each other and grow and learn and spread these positive seeds in the brains of all the people out there. And we really thank each and every one of the listeners out there for joining us and giving us their ears, their hearts, their minds, and coming on this odyssey of positivity. And I thank you for joining us and giving your words of wisdom, mm-hmm. and just really bringing us through the deep breaths and making a blessing to our listeners and ourselves. So we really appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to tune in with you, everybody in the studio and around the world and the entire universe. Thank you so much for your time and your effort to be a better person today than you were yesterday, and to be that change you want to see in the world.
Mm.
So that's it. Bye for now, and lots of love.
Yes, lots of love to you.
Bye for now.
Have a great week and weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people on the East Coast. Just a real blessing. He's a high diving champion of the world and a big inspiration, and he's come through a lot,
mm-hmm.
and he still has that positive outlook in life, and the energy is just so great, so much joy. So we're going to continue on with our program here, and we're going to be speaking with our president of Minnetonka Park Association soon. But we're going to play her a song that she brought my
attention to. Alexander Misko, Lady of Steel.
Yeah, that's the song. And I guess it's Misko and Taparoff.
Yes.
Taparoff.
This particular song.
Yeah, it's a collaboration,
yeah,
right?
Collaboration.
And the song is called Lady of Steel.
Yeah, coming to Vancouver next weekend.
Yeah, so
first time.
Have a listen to this. Enjoy, everybody. It's pretty awesome.
Ooh, wow.
Man, that was awesome, man.
Yeah.
I really loved it. It was just so speedy. And
then it slows down and yeah, really delicate.
Yeah,
and,
changes, yeah. change up. Very, very inspiring, too. The landscape in the back there, the ocean. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I really loved it.
Yeah.
So, we have our subject, and it's on intelligence, and we'd love to hear your words on
that. I really loved hearing how different, like, Wegedus' take was the whole sort of world intelligence of living intelligently within the whole ecosystem and other people and everything. And my mind was relating intelligence to also gifts, like that often they go together, that our gifts are our intelligence and part of what we can contribute and share with other people. So, some people have a natural ability with music, and then that's what they can share. And some people, it's more the spiritual prayer side, and other people, might be more mathematical or natural intelligence. They know about the natural world and stuff. So that's where my mind went. And then ultimately, it's the idea of, that everybody has these pieces that they can share. It's about us tapping into it, and that we, and I loved what Wegedesk was saying, and you were sharing too, that, it's about tapping into it, and then, that kind of conscious awareness and bringing it forward, right?
Mm.
So that's part of what I was thinking about. My mind also wandered back to the old-fashioned, the old IQ test. You're either intelligent or not intelligent, which is so silly because, on a number of levels, it's too much putting, creating a very tiny box, and intelligence can't really be boxed in that way.
Mm.
So I was really relating it to people's personal gifts that they have to offer in the world, and that the two kind of go hand in hand a lot of times. So,
mm-hmm.
It's
that kind of reminds me and makes me think of, just the way the world is and how our lives can change so fast and drastically.
Yes,
from like a terminal disease or
yes,
or just an accident on the highway. Or, something even more sinister, like what happened a few weeks ago on a celebration street.
Yeah.
Lapu-Lapu.
Festival, yeah.
Yeah, pretty big tragedy.
Yes.
And these things, it doesn't matter who we are. We can be the smartest person in the world, but if we're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Man,
yeah, that there's this dynamic element in the world that's happening, both in the very kind of most sinister sort of way or hard, tragic ways, and then also, yeah, for sure. And I mean, that's why my mind really hooked on when Wegedesk was talking about fluid, or maybe you were, somebody was talking about fluid intelligence. I think it might have been Wegedesk.
Yeah, yeah.
But I liked it because it was like, it's that adaptive nature of, and it ties into the, unpredictability, you're right. If I'm standing and a bolt of lightning comes and hits me, like, there might be nothing I could have done to change that. But I like also that responsive, adaptive idea for whatever happens, that we can try to tap into how to resource ourselves to move forward eventually, like with all the adversities. He was talking about adversities too, that, not that I wish adversity on any of us, but that, that even with adversity and tragedy, we can find little pieces eventually that we can use to somehow maybe even, I was going to say make the world a better place. That sounds kind of not campy, but it sounds a little bit too pat, but it's the idea that even out of tragedy, sometimes we can use it in a way that betters humanity.
Yes, I believe so, and I believe it's like compassion.
Yes.
Because then we can understand and realize, like, man, what a very unfortunate thing to happen. It can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
And just like you were saying, like a bolt of lightning can hit you, and you just, we don't have that control.
Yeah.
And we don't know when these things can arise and happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like swimming in the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, some people go in and they never come out.
Right. Yeah.
And some creatures, like, you know, have a feast on them.
Well, and I mean, I know we're kind of talking about like an area or a topic right now that some people might find quite morbid, or like they want to avoid talking about stuff like this, but it's